Hello.
Hi, my name's Jackie. I'm calling to speak to Leo, please.
No, this is Leo.
Hey, Leo. We spoke earlier, maybe an hour ago, but you had to get going. Yeah.
I know.
I spoke to my boss, and good thing I did because I learned something new today. He went ahead and approved me to just waive the setup fee.
Okay. All right, yeah. I mean, I'm going to try it for, you think, is it going to get any calls this month? Is that even possible?
Yeah, it's definitely possible because you got to remember, too, we're not touching your leads. They see you and they contact you directly. They don't contact us. It doesn't work like Home Advisor or Angie's List, you know. So
right.
Anyone who sees your ads or sees anything that we put out there, you know, they're going to be contacting you directly. And like I said, within that 2-week time span, once you've been signed up for 2 weeks, you'll even be able to go in and look at your dashboard to even see who's looking
at your...
How do I
do that? Yeah, I don't know what a dashboard is. I don't do computers, so it's going to be difficult for me.
Yeah, so your dashboard is what we call that fully customized tracking and reporting system. It you'll get login credentials. You'll everything will get set up with you during what we call your client interview. Say that we signed you up today. The first step to working with you would be setting up what we call a client interview for tomorrow with our technician team. They're going to reach out to you, and they just need anywhere from... Realistically, it does take about a half hour for them to go through and just confirm all of the information for your business. They're going to confirm, for example, hours of operation, stuff like that. But that tracking, like your dashboard and where you'll be able to see how many clicks you're even receiving and where they're coming from, that's all viewable to you once you hit being with us for the first week. Okay. The second week, once you hit 2 weeks, that's when your Google ads will start popping up.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. So first, I'm just going to go through and confirm your personal information. So your first name is Leo, spelled L-E-O. I don't know any other way to spell Leo.
That's it.
All right. Are you a Leo,
astrologically
speaking, too? No. Oh, dang. And Leo, what's your last name?
Stefani. Stefani.
Okay. And Leo, while we're going through and bringing you on board here and within the next couple minutes, I'm going to be sending you a couple emails, one of them being a copy of your invoice. So what's a good email to send all that information over to?
Leo@ floorsbyleo.com.
Okay. Leo@floorsbyleo.com. And, excuse me, and Leo@floorsbyleo.com. My system's not recognizing that email.
Leo. floorsbyleo.com.
Maybe the L in Leo needs to be capitalized. Is it key sensitive?
No.
All right. Leo@floors, F-L-O-O-R-S, B-Y-L, B-Y-L-E-O, .com.
Uh-huh.
Try it again. Huh. My system's telling me invalid email, but let's just do a test email. I'm going to just send you an email just from my work email, and I'm just going to see what happens. Because that's strange. All right, Leo@floorsbyleo.com. Jeez, okay. I just sent a test email. I'm just going to... And then if I go into send... Will you let me know if you got that?
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Nothing so far.
Okay. Well, we can give that a second to reach you. For your contact information, like for your business phone, I have 925-595-0777. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when we send you everything through email, we're also going to send it through SMS text message. What is a good cell phone number for you to receive those on?
This is the only phone I have.
Oh, okay. So this is your cell phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. That makes
sense. I have
easy.
A business line, but I don't ever listen to it.
Okay, yeah, because for, so you just want to keep it the 0777 all across the board then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that doesn't give me a bunch of phone solicitation.
Actually, with the dashboard that we set you up with, that reporting and tracking system, it actually minimizes the amount of spam and robocalls that you'll receive. So it makes your leads a lot more accurate and legit as well. Did you still didn't get that email I sent over?
Let me go back, refresh it. Jacqueline Cooper, test email.
Okay, cool. Well, then I'll just update that, and I'm just going to ignore our system that says that that's not valid. Cool. All right, so this next – now, I didn't – let me check. Before I even ask you, I'll just go on and see if I see it pop up. Floors by Leo. Do you have a Google Business profile? I'm looking for it, but I don't
– Here's what happens, just very simply. I get stuff, and then it expires, and nobody calls me or asks me about it, or I think it's a junk mail, and I delete it. And so my websites disappear, my everything disappears, because I don't have anybody in my office. You know, I got a girl that comes in part-time, and she does little to nothing, but she does enough to get things done. So, yeah, I do have websites that were built, I paid for, and other than that, I don't really know.
Okay. So... Okay, well, I don't see the Google business profile. So we're going to get you set up with one. So all the information that I'm about to confirm with you now, this is going to be for your Google business profile. And for your Google business profile, I just want you to know that we're going to put in a request with Google, but there is a 7-day waiting period. So once we, but that doesn't mean we're going to push back your client interview or anything. It just means that you're going to receive a postcard from Google with your PIN verification in it. You just need to be on the lookout for that within the next week or so.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll send over an email to that email address, to get that in motion as well. But first we're just going to confirm. So your company name, like your business name that you want listed on Google, that's Floors by Leo, just to confirm, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I have for your business address already in here, 120,
That's my home address.
Huh. Yeah, okay. Well, then, what's your business address for Floors by Leo?
We just do installations. I don't have a store.
Oh, okay. So you don't have, okay. So what we would do is we would use your home address, but we would just, we would tell Google not to list your address.
There you go.
Okay. So then the 120 NAS, NASSAU Street.
Nassau Court.
Nassau Court. Okay. Court. I just... Okay. There it is. Perfect. And I guess you don't have a website currently, right? That was something that was being worked on, or you don't
no,
know if it
there,
expired.
There is one. There is one, but I have to pay the probably the person that, you know, I don't know, the people that host it for you, whatever the fuck it is. I don't understand. My daughter knows that she did it for me. So, but there is a website. There 100% is.
Okay. I can just make a note of that, and our technician team can go over that with you when they do your upline interview for tomorrow. So that's fine. We'll just do that. And all right. And then the zip code, I have 94582.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So, okay. I'm just going to go through then and ask you a couple of questions. This is all for your client interview. This is what they're going to reference to start the process with you tomorrow during the call when you have it. So just pulling up those questions now real quick. So I know obviously you do flooring, but it's asking me for all the services that you offer. These are going to be the keywords that you pop up for when there are potential customers searching for your services. So, you know, whenever you're ready, just go ahead and list off all the services that you'd like to be listed for.
We do fireplaces. Well, let's start with flooring. Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
It really doesn't matter, yeah.
Okay. So we do fireplaces, we do hardwood, laminate, LVP,
okay,
baseboards, door casings. So here's the reality. I'm actually a contractor. I have my contractor's license. We do a lot of kitchen and bath remodels, so I don't know if you'd put that in there or not.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if we should flip, because the other part of my business is level 7 construction. So I don't know if we should put that somewhere in there below the floors by Leo. I want to focus more on flooring than I do remodel. Maybe we should put that in there somewhere so people happen to do bathrooms and they're like, floors by Leo, I'm not gonna call a floor guy to do a bathroom, but if they see level 7 construction, then, you know, maybe they will.
So you said level 7 construction?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a specific type of service? That's not like another business that you do? It's just another service that you offer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I added that in there. And that's another perk of working with our company is you have like specifications that most people don't even know that you do. That's where we come in and we make sure that you're being found for those. So like I've had on the phone a concrete contractor and they do shotcrete, which is like specifically for pools. And so they really, really liked the idea of signing up with us just because it's so hard for them to get found for shotcrete, which is what they specialized in. So just to give you an example. So it's really whatever you offer, as long as you offer, you can be found for it. So right now I have fireplaces, flooring, hardwood, laminate, LVP. Yeah, LVP, Lewis Boy, no. Puppy.
L is in Leo, B is in Victor, C is in Paul, L, D.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you for clarifying. I have baseboards, door casings, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, and level 7 construction. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think maybe later.
Okay. And we talked about this briefly, but you're not currently using another SEO company, right? You were just talking about your experience in the past. Okay, just making sure. Okay, so for your client interview tomorrow, it's really nice because you're over here in California with us, so I don't have to think of rocket science to convert the time zones. What time best works for you for your client interview tomorrow? Just to give you another heads up, it will take anywhere from 30 minutes to 45, just to be very realistic with you, but that's to ensure that everything is accurate on our end. But we do section out a full hour. They could call you at any point within that hour. So with that in mind, what time do you want to schedule it for? We open at 7 a.m. and we close at 4 p.m.
So let's do like 2 p.m.
Okay. Let me see. Look at their availability, 2 p.m. All right, perfect. So you're going to get this invitation then through your email.
Okay.
I'm just creating it for you now, real quick. Alrighty. Leo Stefani. I like your last name.
Thanks.
That's kind of random compliment, but alrighty. So I just went ahead and scheduled that for. I actually accidentally scheduled that for 2:30 when I meant to schedule it for 2. Okay, there we go. So save. Just sent out that reminder. Let me know if you didn't get it. I'm going to keep moving forward with the other questions because I'm sure it might take a second for you to get that. 1-7-7-7-18-23. Okay. I'm sending you over another email now. This is going to be what you do for your Google verification. It gives you a bulletin list of ways for you to basically just confirm that you're not a robot. You don't need to submit everything that's on the bulletin list. I think that you really just need to submit one of the items from the bulletin list, and that will trigger you to get your Google verification pin in the mail. Like I said, it can take anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks, but just keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, I'll try. I get 150 junk emails a day. I blow through them, deleting them.
I hear that. My last job, I managed homeowner associations. So junk mail was, I should have just gotten paid to receive junk mail if it was possible. All right. So it did tell me that email also sent. So I guess right now then we're keeping a lookout for 2 emails, the client interviews invitation, and then I sent you another one for pictures needed for your Google verification. So just let me know if you didn't get any of those.
Yeah, I'm getting emails from you.
Okay, cool. Great. Okay, moving it along here. Now you said you do have a Facebook page, but you're not interested in advertising on Facebook, right?
Well, that's more money, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a way for me to include it, but it would increase your monthly, and it sounds like you like the price where it is now. So and Google Ads are much more effective. So if I were you, I would just probably keep it with the Google Ads.
I'm going to stay with that for now and see if it does any good or not. If it doesn't, I'm going to bail on the whole thing. So hopefully it'll work.
Okay. Okay, so website needed. No, but... Okay, so how do you accept payment from your customers?
Cash, check.
Okay. Call tracking, yes. No. All right, and we did kind of go over this a little bit, but I wasn't, you know, like typing it into the system. So now I will be typing it into the system, but now it's just asking, you know, what areas you're looking to target. You can give me cities, counties, or zip codes, and I'm going to list those for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, so how much of this do we have to do now?
I only have, like, a couple more questions to ask you, and then we'll go through billing, and then I send you a copy of your invoice, and then we just make sure that you're set up for your client interview.
Yeah. Do you need to know cities?
Yeah, for your specific targeted areas. Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Livermore, Pleasanton, Dublin, San Ramon, Castro Valley, Danville, Alamo, Walnut Creek, Lafayette, Orinda, Moraga. That's about it.
Okay. Great. And what is your preferred method of contact?
My phone.
Okay, ending in the
O.
For what? Oh, for your leads to call you, for your customers.
Yeah, my phone.
Okay. All right, and what are your hours of operation?
Just from 8 to 5.
8 to 5, and is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
All right, any hours on the weekends? Are you closed on the weekends?
No, nothing on the weekends. That's going to happen.
Perfect. I'm sure that helps keep the stress level down as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, cool. Got all that. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to go through the billing. I'm just going to – now, with the card that you'll be using today, does that list your company name or your full name on it?
My name on it.
Okay.
It's got both on it. Doesn't matter.
Okay, we'll just keep it to your name. I have Leo Stefani. I'm just going to – give me 1 second. I'm getting your invoice ready now. There it is. The 449. No setup fee. Go. Okay. So that's loading. Stefani, Leo Stefani. Okay, Leo. So for your billing address, I have the 120 Nassau Court in San Ramon, California, 94582.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are you paying with a MasterCard, Visa, American Express,
Visa.
Discover? Visa, perfect. All right, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, and out of respect, I am not going to repeat it.
4427. 4270-7366-7521.
Okay, and the expiration date?
11/27.
Okay, and the security code?
669.
All righty. Perfect. Now, Leo, we're going to get you set up with a security question. You're going to be asked a security question anytime that Local Splash contacts you directly. It is an added form of protection for you. So, you know, you have three options. You have your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name.
City I was born in.
Great. And what would that answer be?
Alameda.
Oh, crap. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and spell that for me?
A-L-A-M-E-D-A.
Okay. And would you mind spelling that for me one more time? It asks me to re-enter it, but it doesn't give me the ability to show the answer.
A-L-A-M-E-D-A.
Okay, perfect. Now, please, please do not forget the answer to your security question. And I did not put any caps on that answer. It's fully lowercase. So just to give you an idea. All right. So before I go in and hit this magic button to pay and charge your card, we're going to go through and do a voice verification. If at any point while I'm doing the voice verification, if you have any questions, please stop me and I'll be happy to rephrase anything that I'm going over with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Floors by Leo.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Leo Stefani, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 17th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $449. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $449. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Great. Perfect. Thank you, Leo. Welcome to the family. I'm going to go ahead and hit pay real quick. Yes, process payment. I'm just going to give it a second, and you should receive a copy of your invoice along with, you should receive your invoice both via email and sent directly to your phone. So please let me know if you did not get that. I definitely want to make sure you got that before I let you go.
No, I've got some email from you. Got some attachments on it.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do once you get that initial invoice email, you're going to want to view the subscription terms. Let me know when you see that.
It's not coming in on my phone. Do I got to do this now?
This is the very last part of what we walk you through before okay. we reach out tomorrow.
Tuesday, July 18th, Jackie Cooper, organizer. Orders by Leo, client. View all guests to get info. Okay, so I clicked on that, and it just doesn't say really anything.
Says, so that is your invitation for the client interview for tomorrow.
Okay, yes?
Yes. Yeah, and it should go on your Google Calendar, you know, if you're using Google, that is.
I don't really doubt it, but I don't know. I just have my phone, gives me my reminders. Okay, so now what?
Okay, so you hit accept on the invitation. Oh yeah, look, I just got a email that you accepted it.
Good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's accepted. So that was the first email that I sent you when we went through the onboarding. You should also have another. What was that?
That's the only email other than your test email.
Okay. Let me go into here. There's a way for me to view what emails were sent to you. Okay, so right now it looks like your invoice email is in process. Maybe if I refresh the page, I don't know why it's taking so long to send to you. Then again, it sounds like you received the first email I sent pretty late.
So what do I have to do with this one?
Which one? The one we just went over?
No, the one you're trying to send me.
The one that I'm sending you has a copy of your invoice, but there is somewhere where you click to view the submission or the subscription terms. And we usually just have we walk our clients through just signing those submission terms. And then at that point, if you have any other questions, I'd be happy to address them. And then we just say our farewells. But we usually always just make sure our clients received their invoice and signed the terms before we end the call, just because it really helps set things in motion a lot quicker when you have your client interview tomorrow.
Well, see how it could be quick when it's taking so long today.
Yeah, my apologies. It's really never taken this long for the invoice to send. Let me see if there's a way for me to resend. Oh, there is. I can resend it real quick. See if it gets to you faster. Initial invoice. That's not what I wanted. Initial invoice. Because it's popping up on my screen. It just says that it's in processing. And it says your payment went through. Did you get a text message?
Nope.
I'm going to try to send it to you via text message. Initial invoice.
No, I just got a text message from you.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. else. No, it's not. It's from somebody else.
What are the odds? all right. I'm sending over that text message right now with your invoice. I heard something. Hopefully it was my message.
Yep, true.
Okay, perfect. And maybe that gave my system time to refresh.
What am I supposed to do with all this?
So there should be somewhere in the text message for you to be able to click. Yeah, click here to accept the subscription terms. So you're going to want to go ahead and click on that link.
I did.
Okay. So then you'll have to scroll to the bottom. There's a little box that you check, and then you'll just want to sign your name exactly how it's listed. Which, I mean, thankfully there's no apostrophes or anything in your name. So, you know, just sign the Leo Stefani. You should be good there. And if you have any...
Now it wants me to put a username and a password in, like, set up some account or something.
Great. So just pause there. They'll go over that with you during your client interview. They're actually going to send you your login credentials. So you can just pause right there. You're good to go then for tomorrow. Again, I did schedule it for... Well, you got the invite. It's between 8 and 9, so.
Okay.
All righty. Well, Leo, did you have any other questions for me while you have me on the phone?
Nope.
All righty. Great. And you went ahead and signed those terms and conditions.
Yeah.
We're all set there. All right. Great. Cool. Well, welcome to the family. Welcome to the team. Really excited to show you what we're made of and prove it to you. I guess I will give you a call tomorrow to introduce you to our technician team. But until then, I hope you have a fabulous evening.
All right. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Leo. Take care.